when we introduced the malach of tzad, so we said that for some reason out of all the lamedas malachas, the malach of trapping of tzad was zoich at the end of all the lamedas about it. So we've seen all the lamedas of malach shentich legufa and psikreishas and lamedas kavens. Now we move on to another aspect of tzad, which also gets a lot of lamedas. For some reason, it ended up it was zoich to get this lamedas as well, and that's the shailas of shnayim shesa'ua. Shnayim shesa'ua means when you have a malacha that was done by two people. So it's a whole status in halacha. Is that considered to be a malacha derais, malacha derabbanan? Is it mutter? What exactly is the status of when one malacha is being done by two people? So the reason why we're talking about it when it comes to tzad is because that's where the sugya appears in the first of the Mamakamos. It's a Mishnah Kuvav of Beis. The Mishnah says tzvi shenichlas labayis v'nal echad b'fanav chayev. If a deer runs into a house and one person closed the door on the deer, so he's chayev. No lushnayim pturin. But if two people close the door at the same time, they're both holding the doorknob together, that's not considered to be an issa deraisa. That's potter, because that falls in the category which is called shnayim shesu'ah. Lo yachal echa lino v'nalu shnayim. What if the door is so heavy that one person can't do it by himself? So he has to have two people join him. So then, chayavin. Then the din is that both of them are going to be chayav. Rabbi Shimon Poter, and Rabbi Shimon exempts even in that case. So within this 1.5 line Mishnah, we have the basic principles of Shnayim Shesa'ua, that there's some kind of a p'tur. We don't know where it comes from, what it's based on. We have a basic p'tur of Shnayim Shesa'ua, but then we have an exception to the rule of Shnayim Shesa'ua, that if it's what we call the Zeh'in HaYachol, neither of them can do it on their own, they have to do it together, then the P'tur of Shnayim Shesu'ah falls by the wayside, except according to the view of Rabbi Shimon. So everybody seems to accept the P'tur of Shnayim Shesu'ah to some degree. The machlokes at the Noam is there an exception to that rule when it's Zeh'in HaYachol, Zeh'in HaYachol? So we have no idea where any of this comes from. What in the world is this all based on? So that's what the sugya begins in the second of the Marim HaKamos, on Daf Tzadi Beis of Beis, where the Mishnah earlier on the Masechta gives us another example of Shnayim Shesu'ah, when the other Gemara elaborates. So in the second of our Mekomos, we learn, Amotzi Kikar L'Shesu'ah M'Chayev. If a person carries a loaf of bread out to the street, he's Chayev. Or if he carries any other item for that matter, but the example the Mishnah giving is a Kikar. Hotziu Shnayim Pturim. What if two people carry the piece of bread, holding on to it together? So then they're both Potter. Lo yochel echad lotzio v'otziu shnayim. What if it's a very, very big piece? Let's say it's a big, heavy table, and neither of them can carry it on their own. So that's called ze'in ha'yachol v'ze'in ha'yachol. So then the chayev, similar to what we learned about the melach of tzeda. And once again, not a great surprise, Rabbi Shimon Poter. And Rabbi Shimon says that you're potur. So we have two mishnayis, the 14 vlad apart from one another, one about the malach of tzad and one about the malach of otzah, which both seem to be presenting us the exact same principles, the idea of shnayim shesa'ua. And everybody seems to accept the view of shnayim shesa'ua being potur. The machlokes is, what if it's zeh'in ha'yachol v'zeh'in ha'yachol? So comes the Gemara and says that there's a third sheet that doesn't appear in the Mishnah. The Gemara begins in the second of Marmon Komos. Am Ravina Marav, Amalam Rabbi, Amalam Isatana. Ze Yachov, Ze Yachov. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon Peltrim. The original case of Shnayim Shesu'ah, where both of them can do it, namely, it's a very easy door to close, it's a very, very light piece of bread to carry, so both of them can do it. So we thought that's for sure called Shnayim Shesu'ah to be Potter. You should just know that Rabbi Meir holds that case is Chayev. Ze'in ha'yachol v'ze'in ha'yachol. What about the middle case? Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Meir Mechayev, and Rabbi Shimon Poter. So now, putting together all the cases, if we had a blackboard here, draw it out, there are multiple cases now of Shnayim Shesu'ah. So there's the classic case of Shnayim Shesu'ah, where it's something which is light, which two people could easily do it separately, that everybody holds as Poter, with the exception of Rabbi Meir. The case where it's heavy, where neither one can do it on their own, that everybody seems to hold this chayev, with the exception of Rabbi Shimon. So what in the world is going on over here? Where did all this come from? Where is this whole sugya, where does this whole sugya start from? So the sugya starts on the following. If you skip down a little bit in the second of the Marim HaKamos, to the first word line is mechayev. Six lines down, first word of the line is Mechayev, so it's the very end of the line. Menani Mili, what is the source for all of this? The Tanur Rabbanan all started with one word. Ba'asosa, ha'oses kula, v'lo ha'oses miktsasa. The Torah says that if a person does a malacha on Shabbos, or a person does any other issa that's an issa kares, if you do it b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban chatas. So in the context of the pasuk of korban chatas, the Torah uses the phrase, ba'asosa achas b'komotos Hashem. Ba'asosa means, ba'asosa sa, that means the person did a malacha. So that phrase, ba'asosa, has a certain connotation to it. Asos kula means he did the entire action, not a oses mitzasa, not somebody who does only half of the malacha. So this is the source of the din of shnayim shesu'ua. But we have a machlekes at tenayim. What are the parameters of this halacha? What are the parameters of this din of shnayim shesu'ua? It all revolves around this pasuk ba'asosa. So let's take a step back before we analyze that sugya per se. Let's take a step back and understand what exactly ba'asosa. What do those words mean? So there is a sugya all the way back in Masechet Shabbos Mevbeis. The very first Mishnah Shabbos, you may remember, where the Mishnah talks about the Malach of Hotza'ah, that the basic Malach of Hotza'ah has two parts to it. I pick up something in the house, I do what's called an Akira in the house, I pick up this pair of glasses in the house, I walk them outside, I put them down the street, I did an Akira in the house, and a Hanacha placing down in the street, that's called the Malach on Shabbos, or vice versa. I picked it up from the street, placed it down in the house, that's called the Malach on Shabbos. So there are two parts, there's Akira and Hanacha. What would the halacha be if I do the Akira and you do the Hanacha? So I pick up the glasses in the house, I'm starting to walk outside with them, and then you take the glasses from me and you put the glasses down. So I did the Akira, you did the Hanacha, vice versa. So then the Mishnah says, Masechet Shabbos, there is no question that nobody is chay for that. Nobody violated their eyes. I didn't say it's mutter, but nobody at all violated their eyes. Why is that? What's that based on? That's a classic chatzi malacha. Chatzi malacha, that means that I was only involved with one part of the malacha. The malacha of Hotsah has two parts to it. I was involved with one part, but I was totally involved with that one part. I completely did half the malacha. That may sound like a steer in terms, but it's not. I completely did half of the malacha. I completely on my own did Akira. You completely on your own did Hanacha. That is for sure called a chatzi malacha. And there's no question, nobody holds that I'm going to be chayav. That is not our sugya. That is shnayim shesu'a, but that's a different kind of shnayim shesu'a. That is each person doing completely half the malacha. Here we're talking about each person partially doing the entire malacha, if the nuance is right. In our sugya, I am involved from beginning to end. There is no beginning to end. There's only one action. The one action is the closing of the door. The one action is the turning on the light. The one action is the writing of the letter. There's only one action here, and I am completely, totally involved in that action. The only problem is I have a partner for that action. There's somebody else who's as equally involved in the action as I am. That's another kind of quote-unquote shnayim shesu'a. So comes the Gemara and explains, in the first type of Shnayim Shesu'a, where each person was only involved at one stage in the Malacha, there was never a question that that's potter. That's classic Ba'asosa, Pravla Osa Chatzi Malacha, said correctly. That's called the Chatzi Malacha. Everybody agrees that you're potter. The Machlekes at Tanoim now begins when I'm involved in the entire Malacha, but I'm only involved 50% of that Malacha, that's the issue of Shnayim Shesu'a in our sugya. So it's to that that Rabbi Meir disagrees with. Rabbi Meir holds there's no such halacha, but we accept. We pass like our Mishnah back to the first of the Rabbi Kamos that no lushnayim pturin, that if two people close the door on the deer, two people carry the thing out together, two people hold the pencil, two people press the light switch, you name the malacha, if two people are doing it simultaneously, even though each one is involved in the entire malacha, that is the gzeres hakosef of asosa lemait shnayim shesu'a. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is the nature of this halacha? What is this all about? What kind of halacha is this that shnayim shesu'a is potter? So Rashi, I guess, I don't know if the Rashi in the room comes, but Rashi in the spot says, you want to know ultimately why shnayim shesu'a is potter? Because that's called a malacha shaloi kederech. That is not the normal way to carry a piece of bread into the street, to have somebody come and help you. That is not the normal way to trap a door, to close the door on a deer, having two people holding the door at the same time. It is not normal for two people to hold a pencil together, not normal for two people to press a button on a phone together. These are all considered to be shaloi kederech. And shaloi kederech, we all know, will never ever be in a seder aisa. So according to Rashi, the sugya of shnayim shesu'a is not really an independent sugya. It's part of a pre-existing sugya, the sugya of shaloi kederech. The problem with Rashi, of course, is if it's really truly based on Shaloka Derech, then what's the Gemara talking about? Why did the Gemara in the Sechab HaMakomas ask, Minani Mili, what's the source? And the Gemara quoted a Pasuk, Exeris HaGosov. The fact that doing a Malacha Shaloka Derech is not an Issa D'Araisa, I do not need Shabbos Daf Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Gimel, to quote me a Pasuk for that. If I write with my left hand, the Mishnah says I'm Potter. If I carry something underneath my hat, the Mishnah says that I'm Potter. If I do any melacha, Shaloka Derech, we know that I'm Potter. What's the machor? There's no Gemara, Minan, Emili. Of course that's like that. In all areas of halacha, that's the not just Bilch Shabbos. Anytime you do anything in an abnormal fashion, that's not Kederech Sh'asra Torah. The Torah only asks us things in a normal fashion. So anytime I do things Kaliyach Hayad, I'm always going to be Potter. I don't need a Pasuk for that. That's Pasuk. That's the thing that permeates Kol Torah Kula. If that's the case, according to Rashi, that Shnayim Shesa'ua is Potter because of Shloike Derech, so then it's a little bit of an overkill in the Gemara. So why is the Gemara asking on immediately? So Akoch, you have to say, according to Rashi, that Rashi didn't mean that this is objectively Shloike Derech. It's not really Shloike Derech. It's not so crazy, not so nuts to have two people closing the door together. It's not crazy. Rashi apparently learns that if not for the Gzeres HaKosov, I wouldn't have qualified this as Shaloka Derech. This would not have met the standard, the regular standards, the criteria of Shaloka Derech. Once I have a Chiddush HaTorah called Shnayim Shesa'ua, so then I'm able to put it back into a pre-existing category of Shaloka Derech, and now it's going to follow the rules and the parameters of Shaloka Derech, but I needed a pasuk to put me there. I wouldn't have figured this out on my own. So according to Rashi, really there are two stages to the Din of Shnayim Shesa'ua. It starts out as Gzeres HaKosov. I would not have known this without a pasuk. That's why the Gemara asks Sminan Emili. The Gemara never asks Sminan Emili, you write with your left hand, your potter. But here the Gemara does ask Sminan Emili. So I do need a pasuk. But once I have a pasuk, it's not just Tamak Zer Sekasav Yamba. It makes sense. It fits into our general patterns back into the regular parasha of Shaloka Derech. So according to Rashi, when all the dust settles, it's rooted ultimately in Shaloka Derech. It's a Mechudish Tikka type of Shaloka Derech, but it is Shaloka Derech. Of course, the problem with Rashi is that this double stage, this two-stage process is very difficult to understand. According to Rashi, it's kind of a manushach. Is it normal or not normal? Just answer the question. Is it normal for two people to close the door or not? If it's really not normal, figure it out on your own. What do you need a pasuk? If it is normal, so then the pasuk is teaching me it's not normal. It's a very strange kind of exercise that costs according to Rashi. It's because of the difficulty in Rashi and other Rishonim when searching for other reasons, other biurim, other ways of understanding what the nature of this din of Shnayim Shesa'ua is. So the basic structure of Shnayim Shesa'ua we have, we see the Gemara needs a pasuk for it. We have a couple of machlokes that Tanoim as to the details of it, but now we're trying to pinpoint what the lumdus is. Hopefully, that's Shema tomorrow, when we get a little bit of a better understanding what the lumdus of Shaloka Derech, of Shnayim Shesa'ua. I keep on getting convinced by Rashi. We get a little bit of a better lumdus as to what Shnayim Shesa'ua is all about, then hopefully we'll be able to go back to the Tanoim and see why some Tanoim say Yechaya, some Tanoim say Yepoter, machlokes about the details. We have to go back to the ABCs, hopefully, tomorrow, to try to understand what the nature of this din is all about.